here in Islamabad, Pakistani authorities have finally asked Swiss government to reopen all money laundering cases against President Asif Ali Zardari.
And here in Russia, two explosions in the southern province of Dagestan killed several people, as the country still mourns the victims of the Moscow metro blasts.
And the report finds many states in the United States are showing the same signs of debt overload that recently took Greece to the brink.
It is 2200 GMT and 2:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News.
Thank you for joining us. Pakistan's anti-corruption agency has asked Swiss authorities to reopen a money laundering case against President Asif Ali Zardari. The National Accountability Bureau, or NAB, says it has written a formal letter to the Federal Office of Justice in Switzerland to reopen graft cases, including those of President Zardari. However, a Swiss prosecutor says it would be impossible to reopen the case against President Zardari since he benefits from immunity as head of state. The prosecutor added, unless Pakistan lifts immunity for Zardari, the reopening will not be possible. Zardari is accused of laundering millions of dollars. Earlier, our correspondent in Islamabad, Javed Rana, told us about the corruption case of President Asif Ali Zardari.
Well, at the time of the amnesty back in October 2007, the money laundering cases against President Zardari were at advanced stage in Switzerland. He was in appeal along with his deceased ex-premier, his deceased wife, ex-premier Benazir Bhutto. And at that point of time, the initial investigation by the Swiss authorities had confirmed of graft cases and in the involvement of couples in money laundering cases. Now, since at that time they were in appeal, everybody then was expecting that they would be convicted. When this amnesty was given by General Pervez Musharraf, the former military ruler, back in October 2007, then everything changed. Pakistani government asked Swiss authorities to abandon that case. And as a result of this amnesty, more than 7,000 people, including politicians, bureaucrats, were given amnesty from corruption charges. Now in December last year, since all these cases have been reopened, government still has not come out publicly of the latest development. But privately speaking, the government does feel that they are in a deep trouble, because in case President Zardari is convicted by the Swiss court, it will be almost impossible for him to continue as president in Pakistan.
Remaining with that story, political parties in Pakistan have come to an agreement to strip the president of most of his powers. A dozen political groups, regional and political parties, have signed a constitutional package to bring amendments to the constitution. The group includes the ruling Pakistan People's Party. It took the groups over 2 years to reach the deal. President Asif Ali Zardari would lose most of his powers to the prime minister. This would strip the president of his power to appoint Navy, and air chiefs and superior judges.
News of more bombings in Russia now. Two bomb blasts have rocked the Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing nearly a dozen people there. The blasts took place in the town of Kizlyar. The city's police chief and up to nine other police officers are among the dead. More than 20 people have been wounded. The attacks come 2 days after fatal bomb blasts in Moscow's metro that killed 39 and injured many more. A group called Emirate of the Caucasus has reportedly claimed responsibility for the Monday attacks and warned of more strikes against Russia. Meanwhile, Georgia's foreign ministry has rejected accusations from Russia that Tbilisi backed the attacks in Moscow. Russian officials believe the bombings could be linked.
Earlier, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin held a government meeting, and he said that the bombings in Moscow and the bombings in Dagestan may have the same roots, and that the same terrorist groups may have masterminded these attacks.
Remaining with Russia, experts say the United States is ignoring Iran's right under the Non-Proliferation Treaty and is using Iran's nuclear program as a pretext to intensify threats against the country. Our correspondent Svetlana Korkina has that story.
The United States is using Iran's nuclear program as a pretext to intensify threats against Iran, while ignoring Iran's rights to peaceful nuclear activities under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. It's the view of some leading Russian experts. They commented on Western media reports that the U.S. and Israel are preparing to strike the Islamic Republic.
I think the U.S. doesn't care about the non-proliferation regime, the treaty and other key mechanisms which ensure global security. They simply want to change the regime in Iran.
Iran is a member of the International Atomic Energy Agency and a signatory to the NPT. The country repeatedly stated its nuclear program is peaceful and is aimed at producing electricity and isotopes for medical purposes. Iran has called for the Middle East to be free of nuclear weapons, but it doesn't convince Washington and Israel. The latter repeatedly voiced intention to halt Iran's nuclear activities if needed through a force scenario. Informed sources, including Israeli former nuclear technician Mordechai Vanunu, say Israel has between 200 and 400 nuclear warheads. Tel Aviv has not publicly confirmed it. Israel is not a signatory to the NPT.
Iran has put forward constructive initiatives. It repeatedly proposed to create a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East. But the international community does not even take these offers into consideration.
The U.S. has lobbied for harsher sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. As the UN Security Council is discussing further steps on Iran's nuclear program, experts say the key task is to find a peaceful solution. Svetlana Korkina, Press TV, Moscow.
Many U.S. states are showing signs of debt overload, raising concerns they could face a crisis. The New York Times reports that many states, including California and New York, are showing the same signs of debt that took Greece to the brink. Some states such as New Hampshire, Colorado, Connecticut and Hawaii are also responding to the problem in a desperate way. According to the report, unstated debts pose a bigger threat to states with smaller economies. Economists fear the problems could be potentially bigger than budget woes. A financial crisis similar to that in Greece is a complete non-issue for them. Greece's economy almost collapsed over uncontrolled public expenses and hefty budget deficits. In late February, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke warned the U.S. Congress about a possible financial crisis like the one that happened in Greece.
Remaining with that story, the U.S. economy has shed more jobs than expected. The report from Employment Service ADP shows U.S. private employers cut 23,000 jobs this month alone. This is much worse than market expectations. Investors had expected around 40,000 jobs to be created this month. Some 20,000 jobs were shed in February. Unemployment levels in the U.S. are at their highest in over 20 years, with 7.2 million jobs lost since.
The European Commission has released its highly anticipated work program for 2010, outlining some of its priorities for the rest of the year. The program is not only ambitious, its execution is also likely to be marked by increased friction among EU institutions struggling to redefine their roles under Lisbon. Anna Moya has this story.
The European Commission, whose approval was delayed by several months due to institutional hurdles, has finally released its very first work program. The 43-page document outlines the Commission's policy commitments for the rest of 2010.
The intention there is to send a strong public message about where our priorities lie and indeed make it clear both to our institutional partners, the European Parliament and the Council, about what to expect.
And what they should expect is an emphasis on several major categories of issues. Priority number one is how to tackle the economic crisis through fiscal regulation, financial supervision and job creation. The Commission will also focus on citizens' initiatives in the areas of freedom and justice. Yet another priority would be formulating a coherent voice internationally and boosting strategic relationships with countries including the United States and China. Experts say the working program of the Commission is very ambitious.
The work program is ambitious. It's ambitious most of the times, by the way, but this time around the challenges are manifold, with the economic crisis, with the debt crisis in Greece, which could extend to other countries, with the still open question of how to organize financial markets, the question of implementing the Lisbon Treaty. So a lot of challenges which are out there which need to be covered.
And to add one extra challenge, changes introduced under the Lisbon Treaty have led to friction among EU institutions on key issues, as institutions work to redefine their roles. We asked the Commission about the stumbling blocks they anticipate, and we got this specific example.
On financial reform of the markets, a year ago the President set out his ideas. There was an urgency at that point. On some of those key proposals, supervision, how we address banks, still not yet adopted by the Member States.
And adopting them, the Commission says, will boost EU credibility ahead of the G20 meeting later this year. Experts told Press TV member states disagree on a number of issues, including the Europe 2020 priorities, the response system to rising national deficits similar to that of Greece, as well as fiscal supervision. Some of the policies the European Commission prepares to initiate are tough as it is. Their successful adoption and implementation depends on the type of response from the European Council and the European Parliament. Commission officials say they hope the other EU institutions step up to the plate and match the Commission efforts. Anna Moore, Press TV, Brussels.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour.
Here in Islamabad, Pakistani authorities have finally asked Swiss government to reopen all money laundering cases against President Asif Ali Zardari.
And here in Russia, two explosions in the southern province of Dagestan killed several people, as the country still mourns the victims of the Moscow metro blasts.
And a report finds many states in the U.S. are showing the same signs of debt overload that recently took Greece to the brink.